kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Lalong nababahala ang mga mag-aaral ng Year 12 tungkol sa kanilang mga pag-aaral sa hinaharap kung saan hindi paganap na napagkakasunduan ng mga pambansang tagapagturo ang isang plano para sa natitirang panahon sa taong ito. Ang detalye sa tampok na ulat ni Elias Bacala na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang mga estudyante na tulad ni Lachlan Howen, isang Year 12 student sa Geelong College, ay nababahala tungkol sa paghahanda para sa kanilang mga exams o pagsusulit na wala pang nakatakdang petsa kung kailan gagawin.
It's looking fairly grim for me and no doubt for the rest of the Australian Year 12 students because, quite frankly, it's looking like there's a lot of uncertainty around what's going to happen. And as a result of that, there's going to be a lot of anxious students, and I know myself that I'm pretty anxious about it.
Umaasa naman ang ibang mag-aaral tulad ni Nick Servakus, isang Year 12 student sa Melbourne, para sa isang solusyon na hindi maantala ang final exams at magkaroon ng patas sa solusyon para sa mga mag-aaral sa buong sistema ng edukasyon.
The ideal scenario is that we somehow find a solution to being able to teach online effectively at all schools, not just public or private or Catholic, but at all schools, and then we're able to only push back the time by the exams by a couple of weeks or something like that, rather than doing it after Christmas and the Christmas break and the summer break.
Ayon sa federal na ministro ng edukasyon Dan Tihan, sumang-ayon ng Commonwealth, mga estado at teritoryo na ang lahat ng mga Year 12 students ay magtatapos sa high school sa taong ito. Itinaas ang mga alalahanin tungkol sa kakayahan ng mga mag-aaral na makumpleto ang kanilang huling taon sa high school sa gitna ng coronavirus pandemic. Ngunit ipinangako ni Ginoong Tihan na tatapusin ng bawat mag-aaral sa Year 12 na mayroong Australian Tertiary Admission Rank o ATAR. Sinabi niya na tutukuyin ng mga estado at teritoryo ang mga assessment process o proseso ng pagtatasa habang makikipagtulungan naman ng Commonwealth sa mga universidad para matukoy kung paano tatapusin ang mga ATAR.
There will be no year 13. There will be no mass repeating. Every student will get an ATAR certificate for 2020 so they can go to university, so they can go to vocational education, so they can go on to employment next year.
Samantala, pinag-iisipan naman ng Premier ng Victoria, Daniel Andrews, ang pagpapalawig o pag-extend ng academic year hanggang sa taong 2021. Nababahala na ang COVID-19 pandemic ay maaaring makasira sa mga huling resulta ng taon.
We've got 6 or 8 weeks at the end of the year that we can catch up, if you like, when school was scheduled to finish. And when we get to that sort of Christmas holiday, we're in conversations with universities, with TAFE, we're talking to other states and territories, and of course the Commonwealth.
Bagaman sinabi ng federal na ministro na habang ang option na iyon ay available, hindi naman ito ang kanyang first choice.
That's an outlier option. That's in a very worst case scenario. The hope is that we'll be able to get everyone through this year because we want all those year 12s to be able to realise their dreams of going to uni, going to a vocational education provider or going into employment like every year 12 has done for the last, 20, 30, 40 years. So that is what we hope to set out.
Subalit wala sa mga ito ang talagang sumasagot sa tanong na malinaw na nasa isipan ng bawat isang mag-aaral sa high school. Ang tinig muli ni Lachlan Howen.
Yeah, when exams are really going to be, like, are they going to be in December or are they going to be next year? So there's a lot of uncertainty around that, and it's just a lot of undue anxiety for the year 12s who are finishing their last year of school and who really should be able to be filled with certainty about what they're going to be doing for the next year or so.
Nananawagan naman si Peter Hutton, director at founder ng Future Schools Alliance, na alisin o ibasura ang ATAR para sa taong ito ng HSC. Anya, ang homeschooling o pag-aaral sa bahay na dulot ng coronavirus ay magpapalalim sa hindi pagkakapantay-pantay sa edukasyon.
I know that a number of schools, they have so many students that don't have reliable internet that the maintenance people are dropping around physical packets of paper. It's pretty hard to engage long term, and particularly if students don't go back for basically the whole of term two, I just don't think it's going to be an equitable race. And so ATAR really does need to be taken off the table as an option.
Habang hindi gusto ng mga mag-aral na tulad ni Lachlan Howen ang ideya ng pag-extend ng kanilang panghuling taon sa high school, malamang na ito lamang ang maaaring solusyon.
I think that has many Year 12 students quite scared, I would say. I think that's a terrifying aspect that Year 12 has to go longer than usual, I think, and that's kind of upsetting a few people, but I believe that if it's going to, in the long term, serve our Year 12 students better than cutting the year short, I think that if that's the best position that we're going to put ourselves in, then let's put ourselves in that position.
Hiniling ni Ginoong Hatton sa mga pinuno na isaalang-alang ang pagbibigay ng katiyakan sa mga Year 12 students na sila ay makakapag-aral sa lokal na universidad sa gitna ng pagkawala ng mga international students.
Because of the large number of international students who normally are studying at these universities, because of the financial situation, they're unlikely to be there next year. So there'll be ample room. And my belief is I'd rather have a young person doing some form of tertiary study than being unemployed.
Samantala, manatiling up to date ukol sa coronavirus sa iyong wika sa sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.